Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the importance of canning food safely. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Victorian Tilley, Mississippi State University Graduate Assistant in the Department of Food Science, Nutrition, and Health Promotion. Victorian, canning our own fruits and vegetables is making a huge comeback. For those of us who are unfamiliar with this, could you briefly describe the process?
Canning fresh foods, as we know, removes oxygen and enzymes and therefore halts or slows the growth of bacteria, yeast, and molds that could cause spoilage of our food. So we typically use two types of canning methods. One option is using a boiling water canner, which is generally used for high acid or acidified foods like pickles or jelly. And the second option is using a pressure canner for low acid foods like all meat and most vegetables.
So what's the difference between boiling water method and the pressure canner method?
The boiling water method uses a canner designed for jars of food to be submersed in boiling water. The pressure canner method uses high temperature for a certain amount of time to destroy all microorganisms that could be present. So this is successfully done by temperature being obtained in pure stream free of air at sea level. That is 10.5 pounds of pressure to reach an internal temperature of 240 degrees. It is very important to know that the pressure must be adjusted at different altitudes in order to reach a high enough temperature. This information can be found in the USDA's Complete Guide to Home Canning. Also important to note is that the boiling water canning method is not recommended for low acid foods like meat or vegetables, as it will not destroy bacteria that create the harmful toxins.
How do I select the right products for preserving?
Fresh food should be carefully selected and washed, and some items should be peeled. Also, some foods and recipes do require an acid, like lemon juice or vinegar, so be sure to have those ingredients ready. Also, acceptable jars and self-sealing lids.
What exactly is there to be cautious of in regards to food safety?
If done incorrectly, botulism actually can occur. So botulism is caused by a toxin from a bacteria that naturally is found in soil. If food is improperly canned, this toxin can cause human illness. You actually cannot see, smell, or taste this toxin. There are some foods to pay closer attention to, as they are not acidic enough to prevent this toxin, and these include beets, potatoes, figs, corn, green beans, and all meats. According to the CDC, many causes of foodborne botulism have occurred from consuming improperly processed foods.
So now that we know the gist of home preservation, let's can everything.
Hold on just a second, Amy. There are some things you need to know. First is the quality of produce and acidity levels of foods. They should be first examined for freshness and wholesomeness. And while I mentioned some foods earlier to be aware of, generally most vegetables and foods have a lower acidity level and should require lemon juice, citric acid, or vinegar. We also recommend using standardized recipes and processing guidelines found in the USDA Canning Guide and the National Center for Home Preservation. There's also a book called So Easy to Preserve. It is best not to can more than a year's worth of food. For more information, you can simply Google the National Center for Home Food Preservation and the USDA's Complete Guide to Home Canning. You should also always make sure you're using the right equipment for the types of food you choose to can. And lastly, when in doubt, throw it out. If a container is leaking, bulging, cracked, spews liquid when it's opened, or if food is moldy or smells bad, treat it as if it has been contaminated. Never taste the food to determine if it is safe or not.
And what should I do regarding canning and packaging?
Mason jars with a wide mouth are really good to use. Jars and lids should be clean before use, and some items require the equipment to be sterilized. Use self-sealing lids that are not old, dented, or deformed, and it is really important to not adjust the lids after the jars have been processed.
For more information, we can go to our local Mississippi State University Extension office at extension.msstate.edu. They will have a copy of the book, So Easy to Preserve. Today, we've been speaking with Victorian Tilley, Graduate Assistant. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.